The University of West Florida is offering veterans an opportunity to train for a career in cybersecurity.
We are honored to partner with the Regions Foundation to make this program available at no cost to eligible veterans.
Dr. Iman El Sheikh is Associate Vice President with the UWF Center for Cybersecurity. The program is called UWF Cyber Success. It provides professional training, career development, and industry certification to launch or advance a career in cybersecurity.
We have a great pool of veterans and a community of veterans in our region, and we want to help them see the opportunities that exist in cybersecurity, the number of cybersecurity job openings that we have across Northwest Florida and South Alabama, and help prepare and connect them with employers.
Nationwide, the industry estimates there will be over 3 million cybersecurity job openings this year. Dr. El Sheikh says qualified applicants should know their way around a computer to get started.
The program is entry level. No cybersecurity background is required. It would help to have some IT or technology background or experience. So we will start at kind of foundational level. However, since it is a 5-month intensive training program, somebody who has worked in IT or technology or some exposure to cybersecurity would benefit from the program.
The UWF Cyber Success Program for veterans will begin on March 15th and run through the end of July. A second cohort of applicants will be selected for the 2021-22 school year. The program is sponsored by a $175,000 commitment from Regions Bank.
We have been at UWF through President Saunders' leadership long been working on workforce development as a niche for UWF and expanding our programs and our initiatives and our national leadership and workforce development for cybersecurity. And so I think Regions Foundation, through their mission and goal focused on workforce and economic development, came to us, and it was a partnership to really kind of develop the program.
Applications are being accepted through Wednesday, March 10th. Veterans who apply should be legal U.S. citizens or permanent residents, have a high school diploma or equivalent, and, as Dr. El Sheikh mentioned, have some IT or cybersecurity experience. You can find more information and a link to the application on our website, wuwf.org. Bob Barrett, WWF News.